JM and the AM on this Monday morning broadcast. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Well, with 2 weeks left till the holiday of Pesach, I bet you there are people in this audience who are just now discovering that they're about to travel somewhere for Pesach. Could be Israel, or it could be, unfortunately, some other parts of the world. We prefer if people travel to Israel for Pesach. And they are probably discovering now, as they're doing their spring cleaning and coming across their passport, that their passport has expired. And now what do you do? What do you do when you have days left till you have to travel and you have no idea how to rectify the situation quickly? Well, guess what, folks? I'm here to make a recommendation, and you're here to keep a phone number on file in your contacts, because if you don't need this man's service today, you likely will need it at some point. And by the way, in addition to going away for Pesach and not wanting to be stuck without a passport, there are a lot of people in general, myself included, who when the passport expires naturally do not want to be without a passport for any lengthy amount of time. And sometimes God knows how long it could take to actually get a passport. So you want to make sure you have the number of the passport rabbi. I never thought that there would be a rabbinic title associated with passport securel, but there is. And that phone number is 845-558-0854. Again, that's 845-558-0854. Feel free to call or WhatsApp the passport rabbi, and he will give you the best advice possible in terms of trying to get your passport as soon as possible. Visiting us in studio in Teaneck, New Jersey this morning is the actual passport rabbi. Could you imagine? He's here in the flesh. We are giving him all the proper coven that a passport rabbi deserves. A very good morning to you, Rebbe Passport. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Nachum.
Well, you were actually very helpful to me. I called you and I said, hey, I have a shita. I have a creed which I live by, which is I don't want to be any significant length of time without a passport. Generally speaking, if someone would go through the regular process the way it's described online to renew their passport, and this I think goes for any state, right? I think it goes for any state in the nation. It would take how long? How long for a traditional method of renewing one's passport?
So there is two parts to passports. The first one is the one that if you already had an adult passport in the past,
right,
which means technically that you got it after the age of 16,
right,
and that's a validity of 10 years.
Right.
That's called a passport renewal, which that one is the fastest process. That one, if you mail it into the regular system, it will take about 8 weeks for the regular. And if you pay for the express,
right,
what they have,
the expedited service,
it's about 3 weeks.
It's a long time for a Jewish person living in the United States to be without a passport. Don't you agree?
I agree.
You better agree. Your business.
It's factual. I've seen right. it, and I've lived with many, many people calling me
right.
that I have already sent it in.
And now I need to go to a funeral in Israel. Now I need to go to a simcha in Israel or wherever it might be. And they're stuck with that.
And this is the best case scenario. Last night, just somebody called me, Rabbi, I got a question. I said, that's why I'm a rabbi.
The answer, Silas.
The Jewish people always ask questions, right?
Yeah.
It's always answered by a question.
So it keeps you in business.
Right. So he submitted it a long time ago, but they were not happy with the picture for whatever reason.
Wow.
He's resubmitted a new photo already more than 10 days, and he's still waiting. And he just decided he needs to travel this week. Can you help?
Right.
I said, sure. So this is the best case scenario, about 3 weeks. And this is for a renewal. If you never had an adult passport, it's practically they call it the same, but in factual, it takes much longer than that.
Right. In other words, if you're 18 years old, or no, if you're 16 years old, right? Because that's when a passport expires at 16 or not. Or you have to leave your parents' passport. What happens then?
Up until the age of 16,
right.
Whenever you get a passport, it's only valid for 5 years.
Ah.
And let's say you are 18 today,
right.
but your passport was issued when you were 13.
Correct, and it's going to expire.
It expired after 5 years. It's not considered a renewal.
Right. Thank you for helping me do the math on that. It's considered a new passport, and it takes longer. I almost called you because my son-in-law submitted. They didn't like something. He resubmitted, and then that piece of mail got lost in the mail. He had evidence that it was delivered, and it didn't matter. They never got it. And sure, and the reason I didn't call you is because a few days later, Baruch Hashem, like he said, let's give it a few days, and sure enough, they found it a few days later. So I'm very lucky, I know. The passport rabbi was almost inundated with a very difficult situation.
So the way it works is there's one address where you send everything in,
right,
and then it's like a sorting process. And it gets divided between almost 25 centers around the USA that's processed.
Wow. Like so regions.
Regions. Yeah. Right. It's randomly probably where your passport ends up. Right. And there are another important thing is that people with certain coverage of the hair, which is not allowed,
right,
they can reject application.
Like they invalidate a picture, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So in order when you have that, you need to attach a special form saying I wear this coverage of my hair because of religious reasons.
Right.
And this is also funny because I've seen different centers react differently when they see such a situation like that.
Boy, oh boy. Strict rules when it comes to passports. Now, let's do this. I want everyone in this audience to know this costs money. It's as simple as that. And I feel, as many, many people do, that it's worth the money to never be without a passport for an extended period of time. And then, if you are traveling to Europe in 10 days from now, because Pesach's coming, and you now discover your passport's expired, you have no choice. You got to do something to speed it along. By the way, if someone today discovers it, could you help them get on a plane 10 days from now or not?
Definitely.
For sure. Okay.
Definitely. So besides the process of actually submitting it,
right,
we also can help you get an appointment at a local center. And in the area over here, they have one in Manhattan,
right,
one in Stamford, Connecticut, right, and one in Philadelphia.
Everyone goes to Stamford, right? Because it's much smaller lines, right?
Yeah.
That's the famous thing.
A lot of people like it. But nowadays, they're like, they're not so nice as they used to be.
Ooh.
They changed.
They realized that they were being visited way too often.
Yes.
All right. Generally, to get a passport in this country, you're going to spend what? Somewhere between $200 and $300? Is that accurate?
So the government fee by itself is $130 for regular, okay, $190 for expedite.
Got to pay for pictures.
Pay for pictures.
That's another $15, whatever it is.
Actually, Walmart.
It's a good tip.
I think Walmart charges like $8.
That's it?
Yep.
So I think CVS was more when I went there.
Yeah, CVS is more.
And then any other costs, or we're about the 200 area?
That's for the government fees, that's all.
Right, and that's it. So one can pay $200 and get a renewed passport. Your service, full disclosure, is going to cost 3 to 4 times that amount, right? In that area. Depending on what people want.
It depends how fast you want it, right, and what needs to be done. Sometimes it can be done through the mail.
Right.
And even though we submitted it through the mail, it's much, much faster than the government's expected timings.
Right. Understood. And again, I would recommend, you can't say this because it's your business, but I would recommend that, frankly, it's worth it. There are a lot of cases where people don't want to spend extra money for no reason, which I get. Hey, Pesach's coming. I don't like spending extra money on all the boxes of candy. I get it. But when it comes to having a passport, we're talking about a very valuable piece of, it's not property. It's being loaned, right? A passport officially, I think legally, is being loaned to you by the United States government.
That's
right?
Correct.
You don't own the passport. You have no rights to it as ownership.
It's on your second page of the passport. It says that.
That's what it is. So you don't own it, but you are given that privilege. That's why a passport's not a right, it's a privilege. It's a
privilege, correct.
You are given it as a privilege to be able to travel in and out of the United States.
Another important thing where people don't realize is going to Mexico and you had a baby 2 months ago.
Right.
People, I thought I can go with the baby. So the answer is the Mexico, you can go without a passport if you drive with your car. Not if you fly
and come
by
back.
Air.
In and out, without, but only by car.
Only by
car. If you're using an airport for Pesach, then
you're
what
in
happens?
Mexico, then you need a passport
and
for a
baby. And they're
going
to stop you?
There's no stopping.
They won't allow you to get on a plane.
You're not going to go home.
Right.
You're not going anywhere without a passport for a baby. And that's true for Canada as well. You can go to Canada with a birth certificate by land.
By car.
By car, but not by air.
Okay, so these are very important things to know, because I don't know how many people are going to Pesach in Canada, although there are probably some.
But Mexico.
But Mexico's a big one. I know South America's a big one, and Europe we know is a big one, and please God, Israel should be a big one. And again,
the chap is everybody knows Europe needs a passport, but Mexico?
Right.
They found some people actually called me from the airport last year.
Right. What about Puerto Rico? What about Aruba, places like
all
that?
All those places.
Including Puerto Rico? Even though it's part of the United States, doesn't matter?
Yes.
Was it not like that years ago? Was Puerto Rico did not require it years ago? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I'm trying to think back.
But all those.
You need it. Simple as that. All right. So, everybody out there, if you agree with Nachum Segal that having a passport, a valid one, in your possession on loan from the United States government is important, then there's a gentleman known as the Passport Rabbi, or as we know him in Monroe, as Reb Chesky. And Reb Chesky can take care of all your passport needs. Now, again, I told Chesky that he's here today, but this is a phone number that our listeners should keep in their contacts forever. Because if, God forbid, you ever need it, you may not need it now, but if there be a time when your passport expires or you discover that you're going away and you have no passport that's valid, you're going to need it. So the phone number, and again, you could reach him by phone or WhatsApp, is 845-558-0854, 845-558-0854. Put it in your contacts as Passport Rabbi, and you'll never forget it. You wanted to add something. Go ahead.
Yeah, also very important piece of information. People don't realize that a lot of countries recommend 6 months left on your passport.
Is that real or not?
Now, there are countries that can...
Israel's very lax about that. They don't really care about that. But they will remind you. They see it. They'll say, hey, next time you come, just be aware of the fact.
Correct. But that's valid if it's a direct flight. Once you do a stopover over Europe, the country you're passing by, they are the one in control of the laws.
Which means if you show up in Austria, I'm using it totally as an example, as a layover, and your passport expires in 1 month, what will happen?
You're denied.
Seriously?
Yes.
They won't let you get on the next plane?
You're not getting anywhere. So here's the rule. Europe, EU, is 3 months, and 3 months means 90 days to the button. Right. If you are traveling within 90 days of April 18, which is...
Well, today's April 8th.
April 8th. So let's say you're traveling next week to Europe.
Right.
Right? And you have less than 90 days left for your passport.
June 1st is expired, right.
You're not going to be let on the plane. I have had someone call me, and I actually know him from Muncie. He was a frequent traveler to Switzerland, and I was surprised. He called me from the airport. They're not letting me on the plane. I have 2 months left. I said, they are right. What am I going to do?
And the answer is, what do you do in that situation? You go to the embassy?
I was
what do you do?
It was here in JFK airport.
Right.
And I happened to know that there was a later flight. He was checking in on the 5:30 flight, and there is a 9:30 daily flight from Swiss. I said, Mr. Weiss is his name. If you turn around right now and you head to Manhattan, I can still get you in.
And leave with a passport?
And I said, what? I said, you can go on the next flight. Just call your travel agent to rebook you. He said, oh, that's too much money.
No such thing, as far as I'm concerned, is too much money in this case.
I said, okay, it's your choice.
Right.
So I just text him the address, where to go. And I said, okay, it's your. So I went to Davin Mincha. All of a sudden, the middle of Shemon Esther, booms, my phone started ringing. I closed my eyes at Hashem. Take care of him, because he doesn't want to pay. So maybe you have a way to get him. I didn't want to be bothered in the middle of Mincha. Then after Mincha, I pick up the phone. It was his number, obviously.
Right.
And I said, okay. Oh, I decided I want to go for it.
And okay. That's it. And he went to Manhattan.
He went to Manhattan. Within 2 hours.
He left with a passport.
Within 2 hours, he had his passport in his hand, a new passport. He turned around back to Kennedy, and they got on the 9:30 p.m. flight.
Unbelievable. Now, what if someone calls you from Austria? Is there anything to do, or you literally have to go to the embassy? You have to just go and...
Well, if you're not allowed, you're not getting onto Austria.
Meaning if you're in... Oh, if you're in Ben-Gurion and they see your passports within 2 months, let's say, have expired, they won't let you get on the plane till
that's correct. The rule is that the airline is responsible to bring you back.
Got it. Wow, interesting. And then, so obviously, you have to reroute and go to America or some other place where they allow you to travel. Oh, that's interesting. Wow. Never would have realized that. So the basic rule for Europe is 3 months? That's the basic rule?
That's a strict rule, right. 90
and
days.
And the six, what, nobody follows, or there's no such thing as a six-month rule?
There are countries
if they want to be tough, they can.
Exactly. Right. So it's not recommended.
But three, they're not playing games. They're just, they're not letting you on the plane. Very interesting. And this is totally new, right? Like, this wasn't like this 10, 15 years ago, right? And this is a totally new thing that there's, because usually you can travel with a passport that expires in a week, but they won't allow you to anymore.
I don't think so. I believe actually years ago, even Israel wasn't that lax.
Yeah, and they moved in this direction.
Right.
And it's funny because I was in, well, you know this because you know that my passport just expired. So I was in Israel on one of the most recent trips, and I guess it was the December trip, and they said it to me. They said, be aware, this thing is about to expire. I don't remember exactly, you know, you would know the date. I wouldn't. But it's about to expire. Make sure, because they don't want the trouble. They don't want to have to deal with this again, especially if you're a frequent traveler. Like, you know, why would they want to have that kind of problem? All right. So there you have it, everybody. Some of the rules and regulations as you go through your pre-Pesach preparations and you think you're going to France or to Mexico or to Egypt. How ironic is that? Jews going back to Egypt for Pesach. Or if you want to go to Israel, hey, we can't. We don't want to stop people from going to Israel for Pesach, obviously. You may discover that your passport is either expired or it might be within 3 months of expiration. In that case, contact the passport rabbi. And again, I would say contact him anyway, just never to be left without a passport for an extended period of time. But that's up to you. I can't have that much influence on everybody. But I think it's obvious. I think we now realize that even though it's not going to solve every problem, that we know, because there are times that we can't travel. We saw that during 9/11. We saw that during the pandemic. So passports are not always the answer for people to run to Israel. But you want to make sure that you hedge your bets at least and always make sure that a situation that requires a passport has one. So contact a passport rabbi. Speak with him at 845-558-0854, 845-558-0854, and you can feel free to WhatsApp him with any questions and anything you'd like to find out regarding passport information. We should mention, by the way, I don't know how many people realize this, 15, 20 years ago, there were a lot of people who did this type of work in our community and in the general community. Remember red tape cutters? They were very big into this whole thing. Now, no one's doing it anymore. So I'm not saying you have the exclusive. There are others. But people should realize that when they're searching for this, it's going to be harder to find a contact in this area. And I'm sure you've come across that, right?
Yep.
So people should know you're one of the few.
Just save the number. And WhatsApp is the best way to contact me, because I have a lot of information on my WhatsApp that when people ask me a question.
Yep. 845-558-0854. Thank you for your service. Next time I board a flight to Israel, which please God will be the last week in May, I will have you in mind. When they don't give me any trouble at the border, please God, not to give an ayin hara, when they give me trouble at the border, I'll be thinking of the passport rabbi. And make sure to send regards to your son-in-law, Avram Chaim. Please send him my best.
I will.
From what I hear, he's a great assistant.
As you've seen today.
As I see today is right. And best regards to everybody in Monroe, New York, who I hope are tuned into the Nahum Segal Network. I'm sure you can guarantee me that at least some people are tuned into the Nahum Segal Network.
There, I did this morning.
There you go, you see? And we thought we were banned in Monroe. I spread rumors for no reason.
Spreading the good light.
I hope so. I hope everybody up there thinks that way. More coming up. Brand new Shalshelis Jr. You're listening to JM in the AM.